The Ukrainian military Saturday broadcast video of what it said was the first shipment of U.S. military aid arriving at the airport amid growing tensions with Russia. Late Friday, the U.S. Embassy in Kiev tweeted photos of a shipment it said just arrived from the U.S. with close to 200,000 pounds of lethal aid, including ammunition for defenders, and the Western allies were also supplying weaponry and equipment to Ukraine. Western Britain sent anti-tank missiles earlier in the week, while the defense ministers of the Baltic nations issued a statement saying they received U.S. approval to send Stinger air defense missiles and Javelin anti-tank missiles to strengthen Kiev's defenses. Meanwhile, U.S. President Joe Biden met with his national security team, including National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan and Counselor Steve Ricchetti, at Camp David, a presidential retreat to discuss continued Russian aggressiveness and the actions toward Ukraine. According to the White House, other security officials joined via secure video. The meeting comes as Britain on Saturday accused the Kremlin of seeking to install a pro-Russian leader in Ukraine and said Russian intelligence officers have been in contact with several former Ukrainian politicians as part of a plan for invasion. The British government said former Ukrainian lawmaker Yevgeny Muraev was being considered as a potential candidate. This is VOA News. The death toll from a Saudi-led coalition airstrike that hit a prison run by Yemen's Houthi rebels has climbed to at least 82 detainees. Internet access in the Arab world's poorest country, meanwhile, remained largely down as the coalition continued airstrikes on the rebel-held capital. The airstrike in the northern Sada province Friday was part of an intense air and ground offensive that marked an escalation in Yemen's years-long civil war. Conflict pits the internationally recognized government, aided by the Saudi-led coalition, against the Iranian-backed rebels. The increase in hostilities follows a Houthi claim of a drone and missile attack that struck inside the United Arab Emirates capital earlier in the week. It also comes as government forces aided by UAE-backed troops and coalition airstrikes have reclaimed the entire Shabwa province from the Houthis and pressured them in the central Marib province. Three flights from Australia carrying food, water, medical supplies, and telecommunications equipment landed in Tonga as the Pacific nation grapples with the aftermath of an underwater volcanic eruption. The Australian Minister for International Development in the Pacific says planes from other nations, including New Zealand and Japan, have brought sorely needed aid to the Tongan people. First planes arrived after the main airport runway was cleared of ash spewed with the volcanic eruption a week ago. A Pacific-wide tsunami set off smashed boats in New Zealand and caused an oil spill in Peru. A lack of clean water is a priority because supplies have been disrupted by layers of volcanic ash and salt water. New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern said Sunday that she had canceled her wedding as new restrictions were imposed across the nation to slow the community spread of a COVID-19 Omicron outbreak. New Zealand will impose mask rules and limit gathering from midnight Sunday after a cluster of 9 COVID-19 Omicron cases showed community spread from the North to South Islands after a wedding. Family returned to Nelson in the South Island by plane after attending a wedding and other events in Auckland and North Island. The family and a flight attendant tested positive. New Zealand is moving to a red setting under its COVID-19 protection framework with more mask wearing, indoor hospitality settings, such as bars and restaurants and events like weddings will be capped at 100 people. Ardern said the limit is lower to 25. If venues are not using vaccine passes. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.